Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. And listen, Discover Card wants everyone to feel special. That's why your Discover Card gives you 24-hour a day, 7-day a week access to customer service, as well as $0 fraud liability, which means that you never are held responsible for unauthorized purchases. That is a great thing. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations do apply. And Rob, you know I run a national men's organization called the King Movement, and it's a Worship Wednesday, of course, and we are holding our national men's conference in Cleveland, Ohio, at the Word Church, Pastor R.A. Vernon, in March 14th through the 17th. So anyone who's interested in coming, we have people from all over the country. Men from all over the country will be there speaking and also in as just there to receive and fellowship. You can go to kingsummit.org, kingsummit.org, if you're interested in attending. You can get more information.
I never missed the King Movement.
You should come, man. You'd like it. A lot of your MLB bro writers were there last year.
I know. I was impressed by how many guys were there.
Yeah. You should come check
Chris,
it out.
Are you sure that Rob's the type that you want associating with the King Movement?
Why you say that, Rob?
Just saying. Just put it out there. I got to ask the relevant questions.
That's true.
I like y'all, all y'all to come. All y'all are invited.
Till we start sharing our stories, then Chris is going to be like, you know what? I didn't invite them.
No. We keep it real.
I don't know,
man.
These guys.
We keep it real.
If Rob came in and told a story about how we went to the Atlanta Super Bowl and we all went to the room at midnight and Rob's got Ubers at 3 a.m., you still want him to share those stories?
Yeah. You know what brothers will say, man? Yo, I used to be there.
Bro. I used to be in that struggle.
But I met the Lord and you could come out of that. That's what they say.
And Rob's like, nope.
For you. So Rob is, I think, afraid of coming to one of our summits.
Robbie arguing with him about why this is better to live the life that he's living.
Exactly. And that holy water might burn me. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
Nah, you are welcome. Anybody, all men are welcome. Kingsummit.org, or you can email us at king@kingmovement.com. All right, Rob, let's go to, we talked about it with Braylon Edwards, Michigan. And big victory. And it was a great game, Rob. Their victory over Ohio State. It was an exciting game. Nip and tuck. And the game was in the balance most of the way. So congratulations to Michigan, Rob. We assume they won without knowing the signals for the Buckeyes.
That's what we have to believe.
But Jim Harbaugh Rob G, kind of explain the latest that's going on with Coach Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, there's been a lot going on with Jim Harbaugh in the last week or so, even before that big win against Ohio State. Now, it had been reported a few months ago that the NFL would not be used as like a safe haven for Harbaugh should he face punishment from the NCAA for sign stealing. Well, last week, Jay Glazer kind of poured some cold water on that when he reported that the investigation will not in any way impact the way NFL teams view him. Mm. And earlier this morning, ESPN's Jeremy Fowler, in his weekly column, said that Harbaugh's name has, quote, percolated around the NFL, and there's a belief that this is going to be the year he returns to the NFL. And in the afternoon, the Athletic's Mike Jones kind of doubled down, confirming Fowler's report, even adding specifically that the Bears and the Raiders are two teams that would have an appeal for Harbaugh. Mm.
Well, let me, before you go, Rob, let's just go through. These are some of the jobs that could be open. Patriots? I won't say the Jets because we maybe they're.
I'll tell you one thing. If I'm Jim Harbaugh, I'm not replacing Bill Belichick in the window.
No, I agree with you on that.
That's got to be an unproven somebody. You want to be the guy who replaced the guy who replaced the guy. Do you know what I mean? You don't want to be that guy.
Right. But Patriots, who else? The Raiders, the Chargers. Both of those are pretty good jobs, Chargers and the Raiders.
And you could wear khakis all year and sit in L.A.
Who else? The Bills. Yeah, the Bills is a good job. And is that it? The Bears. You mentioned the Bears. Maybe, you know, you get Caleb Williams. You can start off with him. That might be okay. Those are probably the jobs that – oh, and Washington. Washington. And I guess Carolina – and Washington, and I don't know about the Giants. Dable's only in the
second year. I don't think so.
But those are some good jobs,
a year ago, and you lose your quarterback. They got a built-in excuse for him.
Right. So those are some good jobs out there. Buffalo, the Chargers, the Raiders, maybe the Bears. So what are your thoughts on Harbaugh? You said, a few years ago, you were saying he should make that move.
Yeah, I thought after they had that – you know, great year, Chris, and they didn't. They got back to they finally got to the college football playoffs. Remember, they had never been, and now they had a great year.
They brought them back to national prominence.
They beat Ohio State finally, and I'm like, it's going to be downhill from there. Why not jump out? Your name is hot, because if you remember, just a year or so earlier, Chris, his name was mud in the NFL.
Right.
Remember, he went during recruiting to the Colts job, and they didn't even offer it to him, so he was in a tough spot. He thought he was going to get offered the job.
There was talk that he thought he was going to get the Vikings, right? Yeah.
And that didn't work out. His name was Mud in Michigan, the Lions, who when they hired Dan Campbell, wouldn't even interview him. I mean, that said a lot because of Jim Harbaugh's
name.
That's right
down the street.
Right down the street, right. And if that had been a couple years earlier, Chris, they would have jumped at the chance to get him.
Right.
So they told me that his stock had dropped. And now that he's built this up and he's got the two-game suspension sandwiched in the middle of a college game and you don't know what else is coming down the road. And again, I haven't seen the evidence and the stuff that the Big Ten has, but they obviously have something, Chris. When he stopped the due process and the whole idea that you know, he dropped everything and then accepted the punishment, where before he was belly aching and saying that he hadn't done anything and he didn't know anything and that, you know, he wanted to have his day in court. That was exactly the quote. So that changed very quickly. So obviously there could be some other stuff coming down the road. And if it is, say they have stuff on him, Chris, and he's going to be suspended for the next six games next year. Do you really want to be a part of that?
Remember, the NCAA investigation is still ongoing.
Exactly.
The Big Ten will stop, but not the NCAA. Yeah, it's time to move on. I didn't think he should leave, you know, when you did. I think you even thought before that maybe
it was after they finally got to the college football playoff because they had never been since they started.
Right. Yeah, I think, look, initially he hadn't done the job. He did return them to being, you know, like a top 12-ish program, but that wasn't good enough for the money he was making and from what was expected of him. And then, of course, over these past few years, he has actually built them into one of the top five programs in the country, along with Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State. Michigan's right up in there. And so that he's done the job, Rob. And especially I'm still not sure. You know, a lot of people think they're the best team in the country. I got to kind of see it, Rob.
I don't believe
you know,
it either.
We've
I'm
seen
with you.
Some of the, and I know Ohio State's won the national championship, but we've seen these teams, some of these Big Ten teams get smashed in the playoff. And so, but let's say he wins it, then he definitely needs to move on. Because as you said, you don't know what else is coming down the pike with the NCAA investigation. And Rob, even if, let's say nothing else comes of this, it's still tainted. Now, I get it. You serve your suspension. You were out six games this year, really, because of the first three games of
right.
the season.
You missed six games.
Right? And so, even, look, if they win the national championship, he will get credit. And I think that will overshadow at least what we've seen so far, right, with the
well,
investigation.
Because we haven't seen it. If they
right,
pull the curtain back, Chris.
That. Right, who knows what it is. But from what we've seen right now, I think winning the national championship will override all of that. But there will still be the taint, right? It's still not quite completely clean. It was kind of like, Rob, when LeBron went back to Cleveland. And that wasn't dirty. That wasn't cheating or anything. But I'm telling you, when he went back the second time, it was like the innocence was lost. You know, it wasn't the same atmosphere. It was great. But when he was there after being drafted by them his first 7 years, that atmosphere was incredible. When he went back, it still was great. And they were a great team and they won a championship. But it just wasn't quite the same because the innocence was gone. And now, Rob, the innocence is gone. You know there was dirty pool being played by Harbaugh. However much you think, right, it helped or didn't help or whatever, we know it was some stuff going on. And so if NFL teams will have him, Rob, then he should go. And just get away from it. You did what you came to do at Michigan. Now get out of there before it gets even worse.
Right. and the legendary coach, Bo Schembechler, who Jim Harbaugh played for. Remember, Harbaugh was a quarterback there, Chris. And,
right.
And all that. But Bo Schembechler never won a national championship, Chris. And he's a revered.
He's got a statue out there.
Exactly. Yep. He's revered there. Yep. And they never won a national championship. So Jim Harbaugh could leave on par like that. Like, even though if they don't win it, you know what I mean? Even though he didn't win it.
No, he brought them back to as high as they've ever been, Rob. I mean, we know they got the one under, was it Lloyd Carr, 97. But, you know, that I don't think people – I mean, that was kind of shared, wasn't it? They were shared that championship with somebody.
Nebraska, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't remember who it was, but they shared – Rob G, see if you can check
Nebraska,
it out,
I think.
Yeah, they shared it with somebody. So he has taken them, Rob, as high as they've ever been. And if they get the championship, yeah, that'll be the pinnacle for them, and they've never done that. So, I agree with you. I think it's time for him.
So it was Nebraska. That's what
it
I thought,
Nebraska,
Chris. Yeah, they shared
Nebraska
it.
Yep. And Michigan. I think it's time for him to move on. He's a good coach. Look, we know he has success in San Francisco. He can say he has success in Michigan. We know the other places in college, Stanford and stuff. Move on and see what he can do in the NFL again. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, 877-99 on Fox. Do you think Jim Harbaugh, if the NFL will have him, should he move on? Your thoughts next, Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Dynasty the King.
King.
What's good, y'all? It's your main man, Michael Smith, esteemed NFL analyst and certified fantasy football legend. Allow me to present to you your new favorite fantasy football podcast, The Dynasty Exchange, hosted by my first-round rookie picks, Davis, Dylan, and Josh, three guys who most definitely know their stuff. They're the co-commissioners of the coolest and most cutthroat dynasty league you'll ever come across, the Yacht Club. And now they're the co-hosts of the most elite. Now make that the definitive dynasty program in the game. It's dedicated to only the most devoted of diehards, the guys like me who can't stay off Sleeper and KTC. And trust me, you won't regret making the choice to follow their dynasty advice. Listen to Michael Smith Presents The Dynasty Exchange on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. And we're live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/odd100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100. You can do that today. 877-99 on Fox. Now that he's on top, should Jim Harbaugh move on from college football and go back to the NFL? Your thoughts?
All right, let's kick it off with Adam in D.C. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Adam?
Hey, my man. Hey, as a 49ers fan, I love Jim Harbaugh. He did a good job in the 49ers. But he should definitely stay in college, man. Like, his personality just fits that more. In the NFL, it's all about the quarterbacks. But in college, it's more about the coaches. He can get paid just as much money. It's a little bit easier road. You know, them folks are loving their life. In the NFL, the players, you know, I think he does a lot of wear and tear on people. You know what I'm saying? But I think as a college player, he's perfect at Michigan, man. Love y'all, man. Talk to y'all later.
Nah, look, he's probably got incredible job security at Michigan, Rob, you know, assuming –
Yeah, but before this three-game win streak, he had lost five or six in a row to Ohio State. So it can turn on you,
right,
Chris. He took a pay cut there. Let's not act like that didn't happen.
If he gets them a national championship or even, again, to the playoff, I mean, kind of brushing aside whatever might come out from the NCAA, he's probably got some job security there. I get it, but I just think the taint is real, and he should probably move on.
Drew in New Jersey. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Drew?
Hey, guys. I think that he should stay put. I think he's brought relevance back to Michigan. The first season, he was 10-3, and the first three seasons, he didn't lose more than four games a year. The one thing I will say, in year one, he didn't have a recruiting state. He didn't bring in any recruits. He still won 9-3.
Yeah, but wait a minute. But he lost five or six in a row, five out of six or five to Ohio State. They also, when they got to the finally got to the college football playoff, they got destroyed in that game, and Michigan didn't even look like they belonged in that game. Who'd they play, Chris? Why am I forgetting? Drew, who'd they play in that college football playoff game a couple years ago? They got destroyed in that game.
They lost to TCU last year.
Yep. But the year before that, they were in the Final Four. Georgia, they got destroyed. Right, they got destroyed in that game. And all I'm saying is, he did take a pay cut there. He was on thin ice. Like, they didn't give him a contract. You remember?
But he's not now.
No, not now. But I'm saying, as quickly as it turned in his favor, it could turn the other way.
But they, I don't, you know, winning it, again, maybe they
if
won't
he wins,
win it.
But if
he wins
if,
it, that gives you a long
if he wins,
leash.
If he doesn't, say they play this year, they go and they get their heads handed to him again. That might be your signal. And then there's another suspension that could be coming, Chris. And after
well, that's
a while,
the thing. That's what we don't know.
Yeah,
how
that,
bad
we don't
stuff.
Know how bad.
But we
the
know
evidence
it must
is.
Be bad. Look, it may not come out right, or at least all of it. But it must be bad if he took the three games and liked it, right?
Yeah,
after all that,
now.
that huffing and puffing, at the end of the day, you said, okay, you know.
And Chris, you that's bad. That Georgia score was 34-11. You remember that? They were outclassed.
They got routed. Yeah,
no doubt, Andre. Thanks, Drew. Appreciate that call. Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
What's going on? Thanks for taking the call. Yeah, Jim Harbaugh got the three-game suspension. He got his paid administrative leave, and he's laughing all the way to the bank, just like all these other college football coaches, because the universities have zero negative leverage in this scheme. There's not another coach on the market. By the way, Jim Harbaugh, you know, he's a quirky guy, you know, when he's wearing his khaki pants on the sideline. Bottom line is he wins, and he had the drought against Urban Meyer and Ohio State. He's completely turned that around. But even if he lost three straight to Ohio State, Michigan has no other option. These college programs. And the other thing about it is Michigan doesn't have that good Texas oil money to be able to eat a $75 million contract and not blink. They're an actual academic university.
So you think he should stay or what?
I think Jim Harbaugh has carte blanche to do whatever he wants. I think his inclination, he's on that Pete Carroll trajectory where, okay, they lost it. If they don't get it done this year, this is his year. Everything is rolling right. So let's give it a chance, see if you can go up there and beat Georgia. I don't favor them because they should have had faced off against Georgia last year, but they let TCU beat them. But this year, see if you can go ahead and win a national championship. Win or lose, go to the – I think Jim Harbaugh is frankly just tired of all this running around and this masquerading as if you're an actual academic university. It's all business all the time in college football. Jim Harbaugh can do whatever the heck he wants. My inclination is he tries and then he heads off to the NFL. But Michigan can do nothing just like the rest of these college football – just like the rest of these universities. Thanks for taking the call.
All right. Andre had a lot to say, Rob.
Appreciate it, yeah. All right. Chris.
Okay. It's the Odd Couple. We got our man – Randy Mueller around the corner. That'll be a lot of fun, so keep it locked. But here's Isaac Lohenkron.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's a Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst. We welcome in our friend Randy Mueller. Randy, how are you?
Randy.
Great, guys. Happy holidays to you.
You too. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was outstanding. Thank you very much.
Randy, great. I'm trying to get you a job back in the NFL front office. All right.
I don't want any jobs, Rob. I appreciate the effort, but I'm good. Thank you.
You're good? Okay. All right. I just, because I do want to start here, Chris, just with the report that the Jets front office and coach, everybody's safe with Aaron Rodgers for next year. And my only thing is, and I get it, like, to me, the GM failed him. And Randy, not only did he not fix the offensive line, which was having problems during training camp and people wrote about it. Anybody who wants to go Google the stories about the offensive line and how bad it was, put a 39-year-old quarterback. You have no real backup quarterback thinking Aaron Rodgers is going to play all year. You don't pick up the phone after he's injured or after four snaps, and your season melts away. That's on the GM to me.
Well, I don't probably disagree at all. I think this is, and people forget this. I know the Jets have been bad, but this regime, they're in year five of a rebuild, right? I think Joe
ridiculous. Douglas,
this is his fifth year, so it's a struggle. I'll say this: they've they've been criticized. We all know they've melted down in front of our eyes. But I think Robert Saleh is in action to take on the quarterback on the offense has kind of put everybody in peril, and that includes the front office. I just think there's been a total lack of leadership. We know this is Aaron's team, but Aaron isn't even a part, really, of this anymore. And the fact that they're even considering letting him come back and play.
Outrageous.
I've tried to wrap my arms around it, and it just doesn't make sense to me. So it is what it is. Everybody kind of, you know, beats to their own drum when they build a team like this. But I agree with you. They've failed in a lot of ways. They've been trying to rebuild this offensive line for 4 or 5 years. It hasn't happened. And I find it hard to believe you can throw it all on one injury and be willing to write the whole season off. So it's,
right. That's mind-boggling, Randy.
Randy,
spot on.
I wonder. I think Woody Johnson. Now, I don't know this. I'm just speculating. But I think Woody Johnson was calling the shots on the quarterback. Because we saw Saleh in press conferences where, I mean, he all but admitted, like, look, it's not my call. You know, he pleaded the fifth at some point before they finally benched Zach. So I don't know if that's him. If it is him, then you're absolutely right. There's been a lack of leadership. But I kind of feel like he may be being dictated to. But you brought up Aaron Rodgers with, you know, him practicing today. So what do you make of this? Are you actually starting to believe that he might be ready to play at some point, you know?
I'll be honest. I have thought this from the day he got hurt, and maybe it's the sinister in me. I felt the whole thing's been a gag on all of us.
I don't blame you.
He went down. I thought they're going to try to instill hope in this team, and this is the best way they can do it, is to keep hope alive and give everybody some type of positive vibe that there's going to be a happy ending to this. It just hasn't made sense to me. So I struggle with it. I don't know what they would be accomplishing. He's got tons of guaranteed money. I get that. But why would you roll him out there in a year like this when currently they're 4-7 and it's looking, you know, maybe at 4-8 or 4-9, why does it make sense to bring him back? I just don't get it. So,
and if he gets hurt, Randy, his career's over. If he gets hurt again,
yeah.
If he gets hurt, he's definitely putting his career at stake. And I don't know why you do that if you're him or if you're going to sign off on him as a GM or a head coach of the team. So it's hard to make sense of. I'll be honest with you. I get asked about the Jets a lot, and I'm kind of to the point now where I just roll my eyes. I can't make sense of it. I don't know.
Randy, let's go to the Cowboys. Now, we know they got smashed by San Francisco. They played well but lost in Philadelphia. No shame there. How do you judge them? Because they are blowing out these bad teams. And there's something to be said for that, because everybody doesn't do that to bad teams. You know, Kansas City, Philadelphia, they let them hang around. So do you think that they're elite based on what they've done to these tomato cans? Or are you still wondering? I mean, we're going to find out soon because their schedule gets tougher starting tomorrow. But where are you at on them right now and based on, you know, how they've played?
I'm actually pretty good with where the Cowboys are. I think I saw a change in Mike McCarthy after their bye about a month ago, where I thought Dak was very average the first half of the year, and I think part of the reason was that Mike was holding him back. They were kind of taking the air out of the ball. They didn't want him to make the mistakes that were made last year. Now he's kind of come off that, and I give Mike McCarthy credit. His offense has opened up. He's used CeeDee Lamb in a different way. He's isolated him to where his route running is a major factor in a positive way. So I think they've made a step to change kind of the way they do things offensively. The defense has always been good, especially when they get turnovers. So I think the Cowboys are a threat. I think they are a top three team in the NFC. And I think once you get in the dance, who knows what happens. They're not going to be afraid of the Eagles. These guys that play in their interdivision games, they know each other so well. The 49ers, I think, might be the best team going right now. We're going to find that out. But they seem to be playing and hitting on all cylinders. So I think it's three really good teams that we're going to get to watch how it unfolds and see how it shakes out. But I'm pro Cowboys right now, and I love the way Dak has kind of taken the whole change of that team and ran with it and been really good, especially the last month. I think
they lose to a good team.
Has Dak put himself in the MVP conversation?
100%. I don't think you can deny it. And again, I think he was very average the first third of the season, but he has stepped it up. He's definitely carried them. I think their running game's still not where I'd like to see it, but Dak has made plays. He's made strides with this system. And let's face it, this is a little different system than they ran with Kellen Moore, which is a change for Dak. So it took some time. And I think he's really playing with confidence now. He's anticipating, doing a lot of the second and third level quarterback things that we just don't see naturally around the league.
Best job, two job openings next year. If you have one in Buffalo and you have one with the L.A. Chargers, what's the better if you're a coach and you're viable and you have your choice of those two gigs? Which one is better for you?
Well, I mean, I spent 10 years with the Chargers, so I know how that operates, right? And just look at history. That's been a struggle.
But you got to look at that team, though, Rand. I understand the ownership. And it just has been a disaster.
Not the first time they've
been. But they have – they got playmakers on defense. They got a franchise quarterback who can play better. I mean, I don't understand how they're so bad.
They've got some parts, no doubt. They have better parts than the sum would indicate, that's for sure, especially on defense. And that's
right.
What I'm talking about. Unfortunately, that's the expertise of the head coach. So, figure that one out. That makes no sense at all. I think Buffalo is going to get injured guys back, maybe not this year, but I think Josh Allen, to me, is a trustable MVP candidate every year. I understand where they're at. I like the commitment that their owner will make to spending money. So if you gave me that choice, I guess you got to go to Buffalo to get it, but that, to me, is the better play if you're a coach with choices.
I think Buffalo's window is closed. With this group that they have, I really do. I do not believe – Josh Allen might wind up being Jim Kelly. I hate to say it for the people in Buffalo, but which is a really good quarterback, right? Put up great numbers and all that, but doesn't win. I mean, I'm out on this team.
I hear you. I think, again, the defense is really where the problems lie, and guess what? That's the area of expertise of the head coach. So right. I do struggle with some of these teams where the side of the ball that the head coach got his job on and built his resume on, and they can't fix it, whether it's offense or defense. Those are hot spots for me, and I don't like it, that's for sure, because that should be what tightens up the ship, and the head coach should be able to fix his side of the ball.
Former NFL executive Randy Mueller joining the iCouple. Randy, Chicago, if you get the number one pick, if you're running the Bears, you get the number one pick, are you taking Caleb Williams, or are you saying let's build around Justin Fields?
I don't think they have a choice, to be honest with you, Chris. I think they have to take Caleb Williams. I think he has provided them with a much more polished option at the most important position. And this is even if Justin Fields plays awesome last month. I don't think they have any choice. I think to pass on a guy like Caleb Williams, and I've studied film on him, I've looked hard into it, I don't really see a downside there at all. I think it makes them a viable team year in and year out if you have him. And maybe you can move Fields, because I think he makes some teams better right now as well. And he has progressed, and it's not been his fault. The systems haven't fit what he does. So that's the problem. But I don't think anybody can pass on Caleb Williams. That's one that, and I've always poo-pooed tanking, but that's one that I may have to think about that one.
All right, and what about Josh Dobbs? He is who we thought he was. Yeah. People were like, oh, the scouts, what do they know? Look at this guy. No, they kind of know. And guys like this, Randy, can play well for a game or two or three, but game in and game out is the issue, right?
Yeah, there's some limitations. There's obviously some consistency issues. There's some things that are happening now when teams get the book on you and they get film on you. You've got to make adjustments. And I don't know that Josh has another pitch right now. And I think they're thinking this through in Minnesota. Who knows if Josh Dobbs is going to start another game for them or not?
That's it doesn't sound like it.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it. So his career is what it is. It, like you said, it is a great story. But I don't know if he's a viable starting quarterback long term. It's kind of like the Jeremy Lin in the NBA a few years back.
Right.
Insanity. Right. Same kind of thing. You catch lightning in a bottle for a month, and then what do you have? I don't know.
Jeremy Lin was on the cover of Sports Illustrated twice in 3 weeks. No other athlete twice in 3 weeks with the most ridiculous thing I ever saw.
No, it was definitely crazy. All right, Randy, great stuff, man. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Talk to you next week.
Good enough, guys.
Yep.
Take care.
More iCouple coming your way. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. We're the iCouple, and we are live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive. Progressive's making things even easier for you. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. All right, Rob, we just spoke with Randy Mueller. He said that the Chicago Bears should draft Caleb Williams, number one, assuming they get that pick, and trade Justin Fields. I do think you can probably get something for Fields and that he could help some other teams. I really like doing that because of the rookie scale that Caleb will be on, and it gives you time to really build your team around him. But where are you at on Caleb Williams? He has said – he's not yet sure that he's coming out. I mean, everybody expects him to, but he called it a quote-unquote game-time decision. What do you
think? I think that's hogwash. Did he see the way that USC finished its season? You see the defense that's there, Chris, under Lincoln Riley? Really? You're going back to that? Ask Matt Leinart about going back to college. You would be crazy, Chris, the way that that season ended. And he didn't play all that great like he did a year ago when he won the Heisman.
He played
you know.
Well, though. He played.
No, but there were games, Chris. He didn't play
it
as
like
well as
game
he did.
Or two, but he,
yeah,
he,
but
overall,
all I'm saying.
His numbers are basically what they were last.
Yeah, but it didn't translate to wins the way that they were a year ago. And it just, to me, why would you put yourself back in that situation? I think he would be foolish to do it.
Well, I think what it's all about, Rob, is he wants to see who gets the number one pick. Remember, his dad spoke
about
that
already. And next year, what are you going to do next year when
right.
it's another
That's
bad team?
Most
it doesn't make any
most
sense.
Most years, it's going to be a bad team.
It's always a bad team, Chris.
Might be a worse team.
Who are you up? Yeah. It doesn't even make sense. Seriously.
Yeah, that's what they got to realize. I mean, look, every year is going to be a bad team. And I get it. Everybody can't turn the team around immediately. But look, the great ones, Rob, like the absolutely great ones, tend to Joe Burrow, C.J. Stroud. I mean, we'll see what he becomes, but right now he looks great. You'll like this. Guess what Greg Jennings calls C.J. Stroud?
What?
Let me first remind the audience, and Greg's our man. We love him. But he said Daniel Jones was a top 10 quarterback.
Okay, here we go.
Said the Broncos, and he's right about the Broncos so far. He's looking good on that one, but he said they'll make the playoffs and be a dangerous team. But he said Dak Prescott is the MVP
yep.
right now. He said C.J. Stroud is the second best quarterback in the league.
Okay. Greg is just, I get it. You're a receiver. You salivate because you still want to be catching balls in the leagues for checks. But stop it, dude. Come on.
CJ's great, but it's just too early. It's
come
just
on,
too soon.
Chris, it's just.
And where's KD?
I mean, come on.
KD somewhere around here.
That don't even make sense, thinking, right?
I'm thinking, Alex.
It's too soon, bro.
Yeah, that's what. That's too it. Soon. I mean, CJ Stroud is great. And you know, Rob, I liked him. Thought he should have went number one. I think the dude is special. I just got to wait a little bit before I'm ready to say he's the best, the second best quarterback in the league to Patrick Mahomes. Now, he did say if Burrow's there, he's third. But still, I'm still just, let me see a little more. Let me see a little more.
You know, but, I'm on big sample sizes because I've seen people have flashes and play well.
He
for
looks
a stretch.
Great right now, but yeah, you just gotta see it a little longer.
So did who am I thinking of? Kyler Murray too when he made two Pro Bowls and they were 7-0.
I mean, there's some differences, you know.
No, but I'm just saying. But he got off to a good start. That's all I'm saying, Chris.
Yeah.
He went from a good start to should we get rid of him? Should we tank?
Are we dumping him? I don't think he was this guy, but because you know you and I had questions about him after three years.
I get that,
so
but
he
I'm
wasn't
just
this
saying,
guy.
But he was off to a great two Pro Bowls.
Well, Mitch Trubisky made a Pro Bowl.
That's what I'm saying.
What's his name? Mac Jones made a Pro Bowl rookie year.
Just got to be careful is what I'm saying, right?
I mean, I get that the Pro Bowl isn't quite what it used to be.
No, but I mean, it's still right. You're being recognized as right. One of the top players. I agree. I'm not saying it's not like being all pro, okay? We
right.
get that. It's yeah, only a handful. Even the greatest players, Chris,
Tom
don't
Brady,
get
I think it was three times.
And Aaron Rodgers, four. Pro. Like, yeah, right. That's it. Like, you don't get that every year. That's a hard all pro.
But I think, Rob, what we're saying is Caleb – and I get, look, Chicago has never had a great quarterback, Rob, ever. It's not a great one. If you want to say, oh, Jay Cutler had a year or two, oh, Jim McMahon won a Super Bowl.
Well, what is the old guy I'm trying to think of? He didn't play for the Bears?
I had Rob G. Check it out.
You know who I'm talking about. What's his name?
I feel like there was one guy, but I can't think of who it was. I think I was thinking
like
Sonny
in the 50s.
Jurgensen,
Sid Luckman, who did he play for? Did he play
Maybe
for the Giants?
Maybe it was Sid Luckman.
Did Luckman play for the Giants?
I think what we can say is they've never had a great quarterback
in the modern
era. Super Bowl era. And so I get – no, they – stop it. But be that guy, Cincinnati, right?
Sid Luckman, Chris. Sid Luckman played for the Bears.
Luckman. Okay, so Sid
Luckman. They won four NFL championships. That's the last great – I knew Sid Luckman played
there. And his last year –
Was 1950. Yeah, I was going to say, I knew Sid Luckman played
there. I thought it was somebody. I couldn't remember the name, but yeah. All right, so yeah, I think he should come out, Caleb, because it's going to be a bad team 2 years from now, too. Peace.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life. Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.